Good afternoon. Cold high pressure centered over Ontario brought temperatures down into the single digits this morning in many locations, with parts of northern New York and New England even below zero. This is setting the stage for a prolonged period of snow as low pressure tracking up the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast is creating a strong onshore fetch from the Atlantic Ocean. The moisture riding over the top of the very cold air caused snow to break out overnight and early this morning, with many locations already picking up 1 to 3 inches of snow in interior New York and New England. Snow will persist within this overrunning situation, mainly from I-90 and points north through the middle of the day. In these locations, another 1 to 3 inches of snow will be likely before dark. South of I-90, snow showers will be possible with less than an inch of additional accumulation by nightfall. With the tight pressure gradient, it'll be quite breezy, with the winds at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour, causing blowing snow and lower visibilities. Temperatures today will struggle, and in many cases stay in the single digits to around 10 above zero. It'll be closer to zero in the northern part of the region, and in the teens to the south. Everyone will have very cold wind chill values at or below zero. Tonight, the surface low will track off the Delmarva Peninsula and well east of Cape Cod. The strong mid-level energy will keep snow going, heavily at times as it pivots through. Most locations will see the steadiest and heaviest snow overnight tonight. By morning, 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected along the Canadian border, with 4 to 9 inches of snow in the northern Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont. Most of the rest of the region will have between 6 and 12 inches of snow, including the Greater Capital District and interior southern New England. The heaviest snowfall totals will be in southern parts of the Adirondacks across into southern Vermont, and also the Catskills, the Litchfield Hills, and Berkshires, where 8 to 14 inches of snow is expected. It'll be windy and bitter cold overnight with lows 0 to 10 below from I-90 north and in the single digits and lower teens to the south. Wind chill values will be as low as 20 below zero, with isolated readings of 30 below zero in the northern mountains. The wind will also cause considerable blowing and some drifting snow along with low visibilities. As the trough lifts out tomorrow, the snow will end in the morning and there'll be a return to sunshine from northwest to southeast. It'll be windy and very cold behind the storm with highs only between 0 and 10 above. Wind chill values will be well below zero throughout the day. A very cold night Friday night and Saturday morning's lows will be between 10 and 20 below zero with even colder readings in the mountains. And then we moderate a bit during the day on Saturday with highs reaching up into the high teens to around 20. The second half of the weekend will be even milder with clouds rolling in and a chance of rain or snow shower Sunday. It'll be back into the lower and middle 30s. Monday near 40 in the morning with rain and snow early on, changing to snow before ending as temperatures drop throughout the day with more Arctic air spilling in for Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same storm is producing snow for most of the Ohio Valley, where winter weather advisories are in effect, with 3 to 6 inches of snow expected from Chicago and Indianapolis through Pittsburgh. Winter storm warnings are out closer to the coast for enhanced snowfall from Philadelphia and New York City toward Boston for 4 to 8 inches of snow. The wind will be a factor in these locations as well, at times gusting to 40 miles per hour. Blizzard warnings are out for Long Island and extreme eastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain and snow, also windy with highs in the lower 30s. Windy with snow in Boston, 3 to 5 inches by dark, with highs in the mid-20s. And in Buffalo, more snow and wind with highs around 10 above. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 16, the record high, 61, set in 1890, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m., 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow through the afternoon, windy and very cold, with highs 0 to 10 above. More snow tonight, windy and bitter cold. Storm totals by tomorrow morning, 2 to 4 inches near the Canadian border, with 6 to 10 inches closer to Glens Falls. Lows 5 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with snow showers this afternoon, windy and cold with highs near 20. More snow tonight, storm totals by tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 inches. Windy and very cold, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow from I-90 north through the afternoon, an additional 1 to 3 inches by dark, windy and cold everywhere with highs near 10 above. More snow tonight, windy and bitter cold. Storm totals by tomorrow morning, 4 to 8 inches out toward Utica and Syracuse with 8 to 14 inches elsewhere. Lows 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers this afternoon, a bit of a lull in the precipitation, though still windy and cold, with highs in the teens to around 20. More snow tonight, heavy at times, storm totals by tomorrow morning, 8 to 14 inches. Windy and very cold, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with snow persisting through the afternoon, especially north of I-90. Windy and very cold with highs near 10 above. More snow tonight, perhaps heavy at times in spots. Storm totals by tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 inches with 8 to 14 inches, especially across the higher terrain. Windy and bitter cold with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, any snow in the morning, winding down first in the Adirondacks and lastly through New England. Increasing sunshine, breezy and bitter cold through the day, 0 to 10 above with wind chills below zero all day long. Dry on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, a frigid start well below zero, back into the teens to around 20 above by mid-afternoon. Increasing and thickening clouds Sunday, chance of rain or snow showers by evening, lower to mid-30s. Rain and snow Monday morning with temperatures near 40, then drying out as temperatures drop through the afternoon and the wind picks up. More Arctic air Tuesday and Wednesday near 10 on Tuesday with snow showers and debris, and back into the upper teens Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.